Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. We don't have an original air date. We do know it comes from sometime during the Cisco Kid history. The title is Border Justice, and I hope you enjoy.
Hola, amigos. This is The Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Border Justice. From the top of his Carlsbad-creased black felt hat to the tip of his narrow, square-toed boots, Duke Cordan was every inch a typical gambler. His well-manicured fingers had earned him the reputation of being able to deal four aces from a deck or hot lead from a six-gun, both in record time.
Well, I'm glad to see that the men in this town are interested in a good game of poker.
You figure on staying here in El Paso, Mr. Cordan?
Yeah, seems like a good idea. The only competition in my business is the cows.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm sitting in on this game too, Cordan.
Why, of course you are, old-timer. What's the matter? Don't you like the hand I dealt you?
I don't like the hand you dealt yourself.
Huh?
Well, you and Matt Belden was enjoying, and I've been watching you handle them pasteboards.
Well, hold on, Zeke. You may be talking out of turn.
And I've been watching you since you got to town 2 weeks ago, Matt Belden. You don't do no work. How do you get your money?
Oh, you old coot.
Before this goes any further, what about the hand I dealt myself, old man? What was wrong?
You don't think I saw you palm them cards, but I did. Nothing I like less than a crooked gambler.
And there's nothing I'd like better than to make you a corpse, you slimy old salamander.
Oh,
my arm! What in tarnish? Why'd you take the play away from me, Belden?
You heard what he said to me about not working. Hey, a couple of you boys take care of Zeke, will you?
Yeah,
I should have killed him.
Why didn't you?
Because of the new U.S. deputy marshals in town.
Oh, more than one?
Yeah, the Cisco Kid and his partner, Pancho.
Yeah, heard of Cisco. What's he doing in El Paso?
Just passing through, I reckon.
You also reckon he might be here to inquire about the shooting?
I do.
Well, I can witness the old prospector drew on you first. It's my word against his.
What about the others, Mustafa?
You think they'll dispute me?
No. Judging from the way you holster that six-gun and the derringer up your sleeve, I don't think they will.
You noticed the derringer.
Yeah. That's why I didn't call you about palming them cards.
You saw me?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we ought to get together. I'm Duke Cordan.
Matt Belden, Duke. I reckon maybe we ought to.
You got the same project in mind?
I don't like long-nosed Ranahans. Interferes with business.
Yeah. Especially when it's a U.S. Marshal named the Cisco Kid.
Yeah.
You counting on killing him?
With your help?
You got it.
Then count him dead.
We got to go to the Longhorn Cafe, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, we no sooner made deputy marshals and we find trouble.
It goes with the badge, Pancho.
Oh,
diablo.
Hold on.
Remember, Pancho, no mention of the true reason we are here.
Not you worry. Pancho, the soul of deception. Pancho, the soul of description. Pancho be shut up all the time.
I'm depending on it. Loosen your guns and the holsters, amigo. They'll be expected. A weasel of an hombre who ran inside will warn them of our coming.
Well, Pancho, go through the swinging doors first.
No.
Hey! My fingers! You almost hit my fingers with the barrel of that gun.
You moved as fast to keep them from getting hit as you did to let everyone know of my approach. Why?
I'm only a customer here, Marshal. I don't know nothing.
And you not see the shooting neither, huh?
Nope, I mind my own business.
Why not ask me? I saw the shooting.
What did you see?
Well, I saw the old prospector go for his gun. Lucky he wasn't killed.
Are you the hombre who winged him?
No, I did it, Marshal. In self-defense.
Well, that gambler circled around us and the other one back up.
Do not make another move.
You're breaking my arm.
Stand still, Maverick. It will not hurt. As for you, gambler, go ahead. Finish that draw.
You think I'm loco? Not while you have a gun on me. Besides, what's all the ruckus about?
First, we empty your holster, Coyote. Now, what do they call you?
Matt Belden.
And you, gambler, your name?
Duke Cordan, Cisco. Now, you have the wrong idea.
Did you two vinegarones think I would let you get me in a crossfire?
Oh, poor Lechek ran on your temper, Marshal. Since Zeke's not dead, go ask him what happened. He's over Doc's office getting patched up.
Did you see what happened here, Senorita?
No, didn't see a thing.
Well, we will visit the doctor's office, Senorita. We'll soon have the truth. Here's your gun, Belden. Catch. The old man you wounded should happen to die. You ready to use it when I come after you?
Hey, Molly Parkman, come over here.
What do you want, Matt?
Sit down to the table with us.
I'm sad.
I want you to shake hands with a friend of mine.
Hello, Molly. I'm Duke Cordain. Thanks, Molly.
For what?
You're stepping in when the marshal...
Oh, forget it. That jayhawker gives me a pain.
Ah, no love lost between you and the Cisco kid.
He's a badge. They're all alike.
See, what did I tell you, Duke? Ain't she the right gal for us?
You could be right, Matt. You could be right.
No, justice returns the longhorn at a high gallop.
I know I only wounded the old man. If Cisco tries to say otherwise...
Stand pat. Let him toss the first card.
Very funny, Belden.
What's funny, Marshal?
Oh, you gambler. You keep your hands on the table. Poncho got you covered.
Sending me on a wild Mustang chase? You knew that old prospector had left the doctor's office?
I don't cop to be called a liar.
Settle down, Maverick.
Better you stay on the floor or Cisco knock your head off.
Don't get up, Matt.
What about you, gambler? You want some of this same?
You know, Matt, our friend the marshal has picked his time to die. We've plenty of time to accommodate him.
But make your play.
Not now, Duke. But remember it, Cisco. Every minute you're awake. And if you fall asleep, you'll never wake up to remember nothing.
Why you not go to sleep, Cisco? Poncho, stay awake and be on guard.
I'm not sleepy, Poncho. I'm expecting someone.
Well, that coyote would make the threat. Oh, you're not afraid of him, Cisco, are you?
No, I'm not afraid of him. Rider coming, Chico. Throw some dirt on the fire.
Oh, Poncho, do it.
Bueno. Now we can see in the night as well as he can.
Oh, who it is?
Chico, here he comes.
Cisco?
Over here, Belden.
But that's a coyote we're talking about.
You punch like a mule kicks. Sorry I wasn't able to meet you sooner.
Sorry I had to hit you, Senor Matt Belden.
Oh, Poncho's sorry too, but Poncho's sorry he not understand what's going on here.
You know why we were commissioned United States Deputy Marshals, Poncho?
Si, because of the smuggling across the border.
And what did Marshal Martin Blaine tell us when we were deputized?
Oh, that we get help from other government agents. Oh, you mean this coyote, the agent? Poncho, mean this coyote agent, the government hombre? No, Poncho,
I know what you mean, amigo.
But how are you sure?
Marshal Blaine told me his own initials would identify his agents. M.B., Martin Blaine, Matt Belden.
And I had to act as I did to Cisco so as I could get Cordain to trust me.
You think he will introduce you to the contact here in El Paso?
After the fight we put on for him, I'm sure he will.
Well, then you let us know and we close down on him, huh?
Right. I'll get the message to you somehow. One thing is sure puzzling me.
What's in your math?
That gal back at the Longhorn. The one who told you to look up the old prospector.
Too bad you had to shoot him.
If I hadn't, Cordain would have killed him.
I realize that. When this is over, we will thank you for saving his life. What puzzles you about that señorita?
Her name.
What's that? What's her name?
Molly. Molly Barton.
M.B. Same initials as yours. You think she is another government agent?
I don't know. So far, she hasn't indicated anything to me that she is.
Did Poncho see her seating with you and the gambler?
Cordain told me he needs a girl to help him. I suggested her. More than that, I can't tell you about her.
And she works in the cafe. She could be an agency in that. If she is, she can help us a great deal.
If she's not, she can help us to a quick death.
Yeah, this is it, Molly. Oh, there, boy.
Oh, boy. Hold on.
Now, the hombre who takes care of the El Paso end of my business is in the cabin.
So, I'll meet him when we get in the cabin.
You know, that's what I like about you, Molly. None of the usual female curiosity.
The job sounds like money. Big money. I'm interested.
This way.
Well, I'll be. I am surprised.
Surprised that an old prospector has any other business in searching for a mine? Yeah, I've been watching you since you came to work at the Longhorn, Molly. You'll be a good partner. What about that Belden, hombre?
Never figured he'd shoot you, Zeke. You were right about the skunk. He's a government man.
Well, how'd he know?
Oh, that big fight he put on with the Cisco kid. It was for my benefit. Matt got angry too quick over nothing.
You've got to kill him before he learns anything, Duke.
We will, rest assured. Belden, Poncho, and the Cisco kid will soon be in their graves. Little Molly Barton here is the gal who's going to make it possible.
You take your life in your hands to come here to the marshal's office this way, Senor Matt.
I had to do it, Poncho. I'm sure I wasn't seen.
What about Cordan, Senor Matt?
He's cagey. Won't make a move, but I think you can force him to.
Well, how's Cisco do that?
As marshal, you can order Cordano.
Basis of his being a crooked gambler.
Right. If I figure right, he's got a hideout near El Paso.
And you think he'd take you there?
He has to if he needs me to work with him, as he says.
What about the girl?
She hasn't tipped her hand. It'll make no difference. As soon as I know Cordano's partner, you can nab him.
And if the senorita not working for the government, we nabbed her too, huh?
We'll get every one of them connected with the smuggling. I'm to meet Cordan over at the Longhorn in 20 minutes.
We'll be there in 25. Duke Cordan will be on his way out of town in 30.
If there's gunplay, remember he's lightning fast with that six gun.
Oh, Cisco faster.
And he's carrying a derringer, left arm strung for a sleeve draw.
I do not think there'll be any gunplay, Senor Matt. But take no chances. Good luck and good hunting.
In answer to your question, Matt, she's already begun working for me. Molly's with another partner of mine right now.
When do I get to meet this other partner, Duke?
No rush about it. When it's the right time, you'll meet him.
When's the right time?
When I'm as sure of you as I am of the bullets in this six-gun.
What do you mean?
Here, you take this stack of chips.
What do you want me to do with them?
Just hold on to them while I check my gun.
What do you aim to do with the gun?
Toss a chip into the air, you'll see.
Well, here goes.
That's how sure I am of the bullets in this gun. They never miss. Now, two chips at the same time. Go on, toss them.
Hey, that's mighty sure shooting, Duke.
That's how sure I've got to be about you, Matt. I've three bullets left in my gun.
You want three chips tossed this time?
I'll be sure to toss them far enough away from you so none of the bullets will hit you by mistake. Go. That was nice shooting, Cisco. You beat me to those chips.
Cisco shoots faster than you any time, hombre.
You fired your last gunshot in this town, Duke Cordan.
Is that why you shot those chips, Marshal?
You guessed it, hombre. As Marshal, I am telling you to move on. Pronto.
You ordering me out of town?
You hear what Cisco say?
Lucky you're saying it as the Marshal and not as the Cisco kid.
Unbuckle your gun belt, Cordan.
Hey, what for, Marshal?
You keep out of this, Belton.
If you figure to lock me up, I hope you got a charge that'll stick.
As soon as I have removed my gun belt, I'll repeat what I said as the Cisco kid.
And the badge?
And the badge.
As one private citizen to another, I'm gonna beat your head off.
Get up, Cisco. He take you by surprise when you put down the badge. Now let him do it again.
Yeah, and to finish you off...
He's gonna go for that chair! Get back, you gambler coyote, or Poncho put a bullet through you.
No, Poncho, leave us alone.
I'll leave you alone with a boot in your face.
Now, I'll grab your foot and wait. Up on your feet, Corin. And see, you can take it as well as hand it out.
You low-loving toad.
Cisco, that weasel bring the body to slash you.
Not when I can grab your arm.
When I break this hold, I'll cut you to ribbons.
First break the hold.
I will. Now I'm going to carve my initials on your face.
Rotten skulking sidewinder. Try to slash me, will you?
Let go. Put me down.
Left knee.
Chihuahua. The Duke Cordal and the broken bottle and all go sailing through the glass window like a bird. A buzzard.
Now you, Belden. Get Cordal things together and get out of town with him. Savvy?
Sure, Cisco. I savvy plenty. Cordal ain't gonna forget what just happened. You better be on the prod every minute of the day or night if you figure to stay alive.
Hey, yeah, Molly, I did it again.
You never miss, do you, Zeke? Why, you're every bit as good with that knife as Duke is with a six-gun or the Derringer.
Yeah, every bit as good. As Matt Belden is going to find out when he gets here.
Duke's bringing Belden here? I reckon that means he intends to kill him, huh?
Nope. That little chore is mine. It was Belden who shot me, you remember?
Well, what about the Cisco Kid and Pancho?
You wait and see. Even Pancho will be able to follow the trail Duke's going to leave.
Mm. Cisco, Pancho, and Belden. Going to get all three of them at the same time.
That's the way Duke planned it. And you're going to be the bait to trap them. Hey, it's Duke and the government, hombre.
Oh, hold that boy.
As soon as that varmint Belden walks through the door, he's going to feel the temper of the steel.
What if he yells? It'll warn Cisco and Pancho.
A knife kills quick and quiet. Let him in.
Howdy, Molly.
Hey, in thunder.
Molly, Zeke, what's going on here?
Ask the girl, Duke. She tripped that varmint so as my knife had missed him.
Oh, you're plumb loco. I was standing near the door. I tried to get out of the way. Belden fell right over my foot.
Well, Zeke is your partner, Duke. Why'd you try to knife me, old man? Hey, Duke, what's the idea of the gun on my back?
Move in, you government skunk. All right, Zeke, get his gun.
You bet, Duke. I reckon this answers your question, Belden.
All right, now, never mind about the explanation, Zeke. You go on out there and hide the horses. I'll tie Belden up, and then we'll decide about Molly.
All right, Duke.
What do you mean, decide about me?
Hey, Duke, I just spotted two hombres along the edge of the clearing.
Ah, must be those badge-toters Cisco and Pancho. Uh-huh. Hollered me just like I figured.
No need to hide the horses now.
Ah, yes, sir. It's only you ain't gonna do it. The girl is.
Why me?
If you trip Belden to save his life, you'll have your chance to warn Cisco. And if you didn't, you can help me take him alive.
Why do you want him alive?
Well, what do you think? To pay him back for what happened at the cafe. Tell you all about it later. All right, Molly. You're going out there. I'll be watching every move you make.
And the muzzle of a gun will follow them moves. The first false one, this government snooper dies.
Looks like you two covered everything. Well, if it's up to me to prove where I stand, I'll do it. I'll even go one step further. I'll bring Cisco and Pancho back in here with me like a couple of lambs to slaughter.
That Senorita Molly Barton, she had the horses that Coyote Duke and Senor Matt ride. What's she doing now?
Wiping out the horse tracks with that branch. Matt Belden and Duke Cordan must be in the house.
Gee, how we get in there without getting killed?
Quieto. She's heading this way.
Who do you think you're fooling, Cisco, by hiding in the brush?
Oh, Cisco, she know we here all the time.
Can you help us get into the cabin, Senorita?
You don't need my help. Just walk right in. No one's there.
But those horses, they belong to Cordan and Senor Matt Belden.
Sure, Duke and Matt went to meet another partner of theirs. If you want to capture him, go on into the cabin.
Senorita Molly, if you are working on this case with Matt Belden, Give me some sign so I will know whether you are telling the truth or talking loudly for the benefit of whoever is in the cabin.
Oh, what she do, Cisco?
She's pretending to brush out some horse tracks, but she's tracing some letters on the ground. M.B. Martin Blaine. Gracias, Señor Fumale. Now I know you cannot answer my question if those mavericks are willing to dry clutch me. If they are in the cabin, let me know by saying, that takes care of the horse tracks. Come on, follow me.
Well, that takes care of the horse tracks. Come on, follow me.
Well, that means those coyotes in there, and they have us covered if we go, Cisco.
Take the Pancho. Make no move to inform them we know it.
All right, come on, Pancho. Since you are trying to help us, Senorita, I'll forget you joined Cordan.
See, the law forget about that.
What are you really after Duke Cordan for? Not just because he's a gambler.
No, Senorita Molly, it is not. I thought you would know the true nature of Cordan's business.
Well, he said nothing to me so far, just that there's plenty of money in it.
Oh, see, sure. So there's lots of money in smuggling.
Smuggling?
Of the worst kind, Senorita. Go ahead. Open the door.
Sure, if you want me to, but why?
Back to this window! Duke, get this!
Hold my hand! You blasted the law, dog!
This knife will pin you to the floor!
Miss me, Curtie! Make another move and I'll put a bullet through you.
Cisco, you all right?
Hey, Pancho! Untie Senor Matt and take the gag from his mouth.
What happened in here?
Your Matt tripped this hombre when he threw the knife at me. Gracias, Senor Matt. You saved my life.
There. Are you able to talk now? Soon you'll be on tight, Senor Matt.
Oh, thank you, Pancho. I reckon we're even, Cisco. These two sidewinders were going to kill me if you hadn't shown up. How'd you know they were in here? From what you said,
Senorita Molly can tell you about it.
After I see these two smugglers behind bars and write a full report of it to M.B., Martin Blaine.
Why, then you are.
Why, sure, Senor Matt. Oh, Pancho know all the time.
Now, Pancho.
Well, Pancho know for some time now that Senorita Molly...
Did you?
Well, like Pancho say, Pancho just find out that Senorita...
Si, Pancho.
Even though we help put those smugglers in jail, we not find out the real names of Senor Matt and Senorita Molly.
That is part of the business of being government agents. Their true names are kept secret, so they can do the same work whenever they are needed.
Oh, they in a good business. They get lots of excitement. Someday Pancho go into a business with got lots of excitement.
What kind of business would you go into that has a lot of excitement, Pancho?
The food business.
The food business? What part of it?
The eating part.
Ah, oh, Pancho. Up the oven!
Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.